Welcome to Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World, the podcast that brings energy, heart, and insight to life's big topics, from the economy and fitness to spirit and soul. Each episode lifts you up with real talk and vibes that lock you into what truly matters. Take a breath. Embrace the moment. Your journey to a fuller life starts now. You're now listening to your host, Joe Aponte.
Welcome to the Mind, Body, Emotions is Your World podcast, where real voices meet real perspectives. Every episode dives deep into the human experience, and we want your voice in the mix. This podcast is produced by Tammy H. Says, and I am your host, Joe Ponte. Disclaimers, because you know we have to have them. The views shared in this podcast are personal opinions and should not be considered professional advice or verified facts. We encourage all listeners to seek qualified guidance when needed and to do your own due diligence, honest due diligence and research. Explore, question, and come to your own informed conclusions. That's what true growth is all about. We are not lawyers, financial advisors, or anything of the sort. We are just here trying to build better lives financially, spiritually, and economically. However, got thoughts, reactions, or insights? Join the conversation on our Tammy HTSS Discord server. Since the server isn't, publicly discoverable just yet, but, head over to TammyHTSS.com. A pop-up will invite you and will appear so that you can guide your way through, and follow the yellow brick road. Hey, join us. We would love to have you. Inside our XY Initiative community, you'll find rich discussions on everything from mental fitness to soulful living. We're all about nurturing healthy thinking, elevating the human spirit, and building a space where wellness meets wisdom, always in pursuit of truth. Be part of the movement. Be part of the solution. Join us. Your journey starts here. Now, let's get to the podcast description. In this eye-opening episode, we dive into the undercurrents of a monumental monetary transformation that's unfolding with lots of promises, FOMO, shrills, and sweet whispers of nothing, while the greatest transfer of wealth is happening right before our very eyes. The mainstream narratives miss the mark. We explore the realignment of wealth and the reasons and why this moment is unlike any other moment in modern history. As you know, not too long ago, the world was bracing for the collapse of our country, the United States of America. Our allies turned their backs, conspired against us, some joined BRICS in order to destroy the dollar. Some were working within our own borders, corrupting nearly every government agency, intelligence, academia, judicial, and local government institutions, just to mention a few. The worst part of it is most of them did it with our own money they received through funded NGOs, etc., etc. Now, these institutional leaders truly sold out our country and everything it stood for: freedom, prosperity, and the pursuit of happiness, and the freedom for, to worship as we pleased. You may be asking, what does this have to do with the global transfer of wealth? And I will tell you everything. The WEF, which, by the way, is the World Economic Forum, an organization that no one voted for, I know I didn't, right, has no true governmental powers. In fact, it's just a sort of consortium-type organization where they get to invite the richest business owners, the reps, huge investment companies, and anyone who is anybody of prestige to come and hear their plans on how they will take over the world economically, agriculturally, energy-wise, science, and technology. Oh, yeah. And control the masses at a granular level using technology and a credit scoring system in where if you or I get out of hand, you know, we get online a little bit, right? We speak our mind and they don't like what they're hearing. Then they can financially destroy us by just hitting a little button. Kabooey, boom, that's it. You're done. They closed your account. You got no money. Oh, yeah, they can. And let me tell you, they'll do it in a heartbeat. By the way, Bill Gates was the one who organized the gathering of the 50 countries, of which they don't want to identify, okay? Well, if they weren't doing anything wrong, they wouldn't have a problem identifying, right? That signed a treaty, okay? Bill Gates signed the treaty to participate in the so-called social crediting scoring system that will be attached to your bank accounts. Oh, yeah, well, at that time, they were probably thinking CBDCs, you know, central bank digital currencies, which they were trying to roll out gradually. And they, you know, they kind of did, though. You know what I mean? Europe is starting to use CBDCs right now, right? I mean, you know that if you've been up to date with what's going on. However, getting back to why America became such a huge target for the WEF, it's because they cannot have complete power if the United States maintain its global power status. Okay? They needed to take us down piece by piece, starting off with our academia, targeting our youth, breaking down our social structure, implementing PSYOP operations within and possibly using our own agencies to do it. Now, if you don't believe me, I don't know. You know, DNI, right? You know, Tulsi Gabbard, you ever heard of her? She's in charge of DNI over there. Well, she's been catching all kinds of stuff in there. These people were like, forget about it. They were horrible. Okay? There are people who are freaking working against the country. Not only in DNI, FBI. Okay? They're doing a big cleanup job over there. They have freaking burn bags, for God's sakes, with evidence and everything. I mean, my God, what a freaking mess the CIA. Oh, man. Yeah. If you start, you know, laying all these people out, you know, all these agencies, you'll go crazy. You'll be like, well, wait a minute. How in the world are we your country? man, do we have problems. Man. They were definitely using cognitive warfare against our population. You know, after that COVID, man, people started, you know, losing their minds. All right. I don't know. I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist over here or nothing like that. But let me tell you something. People suffered, not only in the United States, across the world. Okay. It really damaged the psyche of people. I mean, our country is suffering of PTSD. I mean, people are not acting normal at all. Okay. Very irrational. Very irrational. And, you know, unfortunately, they took advantage of that, you know, and they just piled in. They kept pushing forward. They kept abusing, you know, and people lost it. People lost it. Hey, look, it is what it is, right? That's what happens when people get too much power. They also destabilized their country through migration. They invaded our country in order to cause chaos and confusion. Come on, guys, you know that. They knew these people were not interested in assimilating American values and the American way of life. And they knew that they would be able to change those values by targeting the youth and the emotionally vulnerable population, at which point almost everybody, because everybody went crazy, right? Everybody went nuts, right? Everybody's suffering this PTSD mental psychotic thing over there that nobody's thinking straight. Nobody knows how to think, period, anymore, right? Americans really had it very good. You know, we really had it very good. We were accustomed to a certain lifestyle and creature comforts, right? Even the poor among our population still had it better than most people around the world. I mean, that's crazy, but it's true. you know, you don't know what you got until you lose it. You know, I mean, we were, you know, going over there. We were going to restaurants. We were having beers, you know, chicken wings, watching the game, the boop doop over the huge big screen. Everybody's having a good time. Everybody's going out. Not so much. You know, people are tight now. You know? Anyway, okay, so let's get back to the gist of things, right? In order to understand our current financial restructuring and the fall of the dollar, the petrodollar, if you will, you have to understand that this did not happen without preparation and absolute intent. Anybody who says, oh, this just happened. No, this did not just happen. This has been in the works for a while. Okay, this just doesn't happen organically. It's just not going to happen. All right, this wasn't in a big plan. Okay, this new digital world economy that is rising from the heap was in the works in one form or another, going back to World War II, possibly even before then. Germany has been in the forefront of it all with their ambitions to control the entire world, and that would include the economy. Hitler may be gone, but the idea of global domination is very, very much alive. Now you say, well, Germany is no more. It's not the country it used to be. You know, Hitler's not there. But guys, I have to remind everybody, okay? It was the German scientists that we snuck into the country. We cleaned them up, you know, we gave them a shower, we slept them around a little bit, and then, you know, we say, hey, this is a clean bill of health. This guy's a nice guy. Forget about it. He wasn't with Hitler. He's with us now. He's doing, you know, all kinds of scientific work for the country, blah, 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 blah. It truly happened, man. It really, truly happened. They want, you know, they just washed them up and brought them in, okay? And they went underground as law-abiding citizens. Yeah, sure. Hey, they say, oh, well, Hitler shot himself. Nah. The story is he was very much alive, and he got help to get out of there, and he was living a long life and after the war. Okay. Now, hey, you know, you can say, speculation, those are stories. Okay, fine. But still, might be true as far as I'm concerned. You know, to be clear, what I am saying is strictly my opinion. And let's just say speculative, okay? Speculative, okay? But very interesting nonetheless, and should at least merit a little honest research. Come on, do a little research. Amuse me. Tell me what you come up with. Please understand that there is only so much that I can say without becoming a target, all right? Mama didn't make no fool, all right? So, read between the lines, if you will, okay? Do your own research. If I had to tell you every company, name, dates, etc., I will be here forever and be burying myself, okay? I ain't gonna do that. So you do, I'm going to give you hints, little hints here, you know, little nuggets there. You do the research. Get out of bed. Let go of the donuts. Get to work. You know, start doing the research. Our lives depend on it. Believe it. All right? Anyway, however, I am counting on your ability to discern and reason. I'm praying for it. I understand that, you know, it may not work. Some of you people may say, this guy's freaking crazy. You know what? Forget about it, right? But I have to try for the sake of humanity. I have to. There is a lot of evil going on, and we need to start preparing for what's coming ahead in short order. All right, let's dive in. The legacy monetary system is being phased out. All right. No, you know, this tangible money you have in your hands. Well, that's probably going to go away. And in its place, a global digital economic framework is rising. This isn't speculation, people. It's already happening. From crypto and stablecoins to tokenization, staking, blockchain, hashgraph, and even gaming, everything is migrating to the Web3 infrastructure. Right? What does that mean for you? That's a deep rabbit hole, and we won't unpack it all in this episode. But here's the bottom line. Don't wait. People say, oh, you're plenty early. No. Don't wait, okay? Don't wait. Do your own research and do it quickly. Seek out credible sources and start positioning yourselves now. This is a once-in-a-generation shift, and time is not on our side. Oh, we got plenty of time. No, don't kid yourself. You don't. That train left a long time ago, and you better have a ticket, all right? Now, these crypto projects such as XRP, Ethereum, Circle, Solanas, XLM, blah, 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 are all speeding towards world adoption. Okay, that's what people are not understanding. People are saying, oh, look at how much, oh, it keeps going up. The price keeps going down and up and up and down. When is it going to boom and boom? And, you know, no, stop it. It's all about adoption, world adoption. Even Google now is working on a blockchain. Come on. The train has left the station. Do you have a ticket or not? These projects are probably hiring shills to promote themselves and keep people in suspense. They will have something like, boom, we're going to be rich any day now. Oh my God, 24 hours to count down. Ba, 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 ba. Oh my God, you know what? It's all over the place. It's all over. Oh, these maxis and this and that. It's all over the place. Giving you all the what? Bells, whistles, and hype you can handle. Right? Yeah, get it? You see what I did there? Bells, whistles, and hype. Huh? If you listen to these people, you are going to drive yourself crazy if you don't know what's going on. It's very confusing, and you don't know who to believe. So, you know what? No, you got to do your own research. You got to get involved. You got to learn. I can't tell you what to do, but start doing your research. Consult a pro if you need it and get in. You know, they say, there's this saying now that I've heard, but it's pretty cool. You know, they say, hey, get in where you fit in, right? You got to get in and then fit in. Now look, they say, oh, I ain't got no money. I can't afford it. Hey, look, man. All right. That's true. A lot of people, you know, pretty tight, paycheck to paycheck, right? But hey, look, let's look at it this way. You go, sometimes you go and you go to have dinner, or you go and you buy a $50 this or $100 that this month or this. Well, you know what? Just pay a little something and, you know, put something away, you know? I'm not telling you what to do, okay? I'm not telling you. But I'm just saying, a little here, a little there, you can pick the right ones, you know, at least you get a little something, something, right? As far as the rich, poor, you own, or rent, you may not like what I'm about to tell you, but I tell you in love and hope and pray that God will guide you into making the right decisions and open your eyes. Our window of time is very limited. Time waits for no one, and we have no time to waste. These elites are telling us straight to our faces. Take them at their word. They're dead serious, I'm telling you. Klaus Schwab said something to the effect, you will own nothing and be happy. Dr. Evil, you will rent and own nothing. He meant every bit of it. Okay, so my thing is, who is the one owning the stuff? Who's owning everything, right? Oh, yeah. The elites. Not you, not I, not anybody else. The plan is the elites. And you rent from the elites. Right? That's the way it's going to work. Look, there is one American project, crypto project, that will be taking over the entire world's economic system. The financial highway, which will be ISO 20022 compliant and will be working in tandem with other stable coins around the world to work in a type of synergy to deliver these fast services via rails. I am not going to tell you the name. You will have to figure it out. It is truly a WEF candle delight, although they won't publicly say it, okay? And I'm not going to be accused of saying something. Oh, well, he said that, you know, this particular project is, you know, whatever, you know, kind of. No, we're not going to play that, okay? You're going to have to figure it out for yourself. As long as our government is in control of this project, they will only be able to totally control anything outside of the U.S. using CBDC, smart money. Now, however, you know, this particular project is working already with smart technology, although it is not labeled CBDC, okay? It's not labeled CBDC, all right? It's like dressing up a pig with a dress and some lipstick and giving it a different name. They know how to get around stuff a little bit, you know? It's all a game, people, and a huge fight for control is happening as we speak. Okay? Our country barely survived the precious onslaught. That's a precious onslaught. No, let me stop. Okay, I'm just kidding. It's not precious. It's horrible, okay? Thank God we were able to win the elections. Okay, otherwise, we'd be goners. However, it is not over until the fat bird sings. The enemy is looking to win during this coming midterm elections. They need to get control of the country in order to cut it down to size. They're not going to stop. They're going to keep going. They're not going to stop. No way. No way will they stop. And you need to know that. If you care about this country, your family, humanity, it is important that you hold the line and vote correctly. Okay, vote correctly. All it takes is one bad election and we are all doomed. That's, man, I'm telling you, we're done. Finished, kaput. These people are vicious. You don't understand. Let me be clear. I am not for this side or for that side. Red and dark. I'm for what is good for the human race in our country. In my opinion, there are entities, you heard right, there are entities working among the human race looking to destroy it from within. I know it sounds crazy, I know, but that is my opinion. And you can call it, you know, speculation, crazy, insane, but I would be remiss if I didn't at least tell you and warn you. I predict we are going to see things we have never seen before in our lives, be it good and be it bad. We must prepare ourselves for what is coming. If you believe in God, then you need to be praying and asking for guidance, you know, on how to proceed. If you don't believe, then be it unto you as you believe or don't believe. The time of harvest has already begun. As I explained in episode 5, of which you really should hear it, the time of the harvest has begun. The weeds will be first. See? The date, the time, and place. No one knows, but the process has begun. With that said, this is Joel Ponte wishing you well.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mind, Body, and Emotions is Your World podcast show. Love what you heard? Then show us some love. Tap that like button, share this episode. Whether it's one click or a shout out, your support fuels everything we do. We see you, we appreciate you, and we can't wait to have you back for the next vibe-packed episode. Until then, thank you for being part of the movement.